So, Erich, what about knowing Baba's will?
Oh, God.
let's talk about something really simple.
How can you know his will? How can you know his will?
What do you do? Just surrender everything back to him?
Yeah. You can't fathom his will. Because...
You can't what?
Can't fathom his will. His will is, and it is said about his will is not a leaf. Can ever move about or dance without his will. How will you be able to fathom it?
I guess I worry.
You know what does it mean when we say that? You have heard the saying, you know, not a leaf moves without his will. You haven't heard that? God's will is so potent that nothing goes beyond his will. Not even a leaf can move. Leaf from the tree. But what does it mean? Do you mean to say that he has got such a big office, you know, that he has to be mindful of every leaf that is on the tree and all that? That he has to order that leaf to move and that branch to dance there with the breeze and nothing else. It is that. It is him itself. He and his will are synonymous.
So, I'm trying to figure out not how.
What's
to,
his will?
Well, how when I feel like I have decisions to make in my life.
Yeah, then make it. And leave those decisions to be his. If you say that I have to make decisions, then make them. Then don't throw the burden on the Lord. But if you say, Baba, this decision is to be made now. Please decide whatever should I do, what I should do. Mm-hmm. Just remember him. Think of him quietly, calmly. And whatever comes to your mind, after pros and cons and whatever comes to your mind, then hold on to it and stick to it with firm belief that it is his decision. Yeah. Don't get confused. You know, Baba says nobody has one's own will. It is all you have. People call my free will. I will exercise my free will. We don't have that free will. Cycles do have free will. Bicycles, they have free will. You know what a free will of a cycle is? You don't pedal, and yet the wheels go on. So what I'm saying is that whatever free will that you say that you have is nothing but your self-will, not a free will. Baba has said that. There's no such thing as your free will.
But don't you choose to think about Baba? You don't choose to...
You choose to think about Baba.
But that's not free will?
Of course, it's self-will. Your self-will is such, so potent, that it makes you keep separate from him. I am Radha, that's your self-will. I am Erich, that's my self-will. As long as you continue to assert that, then you are exercising your self-will, but you have no free will. You cannot, but to that extent you'll do as long as you would wish to be separate from him. That limit he has given you. Just as an animal is tied to a rope and a pig and can wander in that area. That much has been given to you to exercise your self-will. Beyond that you cannot. Devana?
Yeah.
Get that, what do you call, that what our Prophet Muhammad has said about.
Okay.
Let her have some idea of what self-will and free will and... We do have a free will, but it's not entirely free. It is self-will. It's not a... We call it free will. You can't have it.
So you really didn't have any choice about whether to stay in college or go with Baba?
No, no.
Do you think we have a certain elasticity we can...
That elasticity is to that extent that you choose to be your own self. Nothing more. Continue to call yourself Radha, you call yourself Paul, I call myself Eros. That is given. That elasticity is given in order to find out who you really are.
That's a narrow elasticity.
Yeah. It is given to you so that you don't... So that you realize... So that you can realize your own limitations. It's not given to you to just use it as a license. You
I
know?
See. So that's... So
eventually it gives you an idea and an experience that how limited you are, how helpless you
that's
are.
That's great.
You follow? To give you that.
So that's why he allows you. There's no mistake, really, because his will in letting you do whatever, you might want to say it wasn't his will, but that very thing is what taught you your own limitations.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess what I'm talking about is I feel like I've been bouncing against my limitations. Okay? So I want to learn how to listen better to his will as opposed to, you know,
listening to you
instead of listening to my self will. And so, but I don't feel like I quite know how to do that. You know, except to just keep surrendering everything to
That's
him.
Right. Follow
just
him.
Go, this is, you know, if I feel a desire or an attachment.
Why it happens, you know, rather, because instead of following him, we make him follow us.
I know, and so it's like I'm at this point now, I really realize, I see that I've done that, you see. And so, it's like, well, how do I change that? How do I turn that around?
Being determined to be his and being his slave. Learning from different lives of the saints, imbibe those impressions. How they did it, how did they follow the Lord? How was it that they didn't make the Lord follow them, but they followed them? Just read, listen to this very humorous thing that has come in the paper. Comes close there, is it the noise of
you
the crowd?
You want me to shut
no,
the
no,
door?
No, no, no,
okay.
Sure.
Okay. Once a disciple of Prophet Muhammad asked him, "Sire, tell me, is a man free to do any action or is all action preordained? Is he fated to do certain actions and not to do others? If it is so, then all religions, all teachings and all laws are of no avail. If he is fated to be a saint, he would be a saint. Why praise him?" The question of the disciple was profound. In every age, this has been the major question of man. Hazrat Sahib looked at the young man affectionately, as if looking at the pranks of an innocent child. The young man repeated the question, thinking, as many young people do, that now he has posed a question to which there was no reply. The Hazrat Sahib divined his thoughts and asked him to stand on one leg. The young man was surprised, but he stood up on his right leg, lifting the left one. He was asked to lift the right leg as well, "But I shall fall down. How can I do it?" This is the reply to your question. You had the freedom to stand up on your left leg and lift the right one. But now you are bound by your past action. Remember, a man has limitation within which he has the use of his free will. It means faith lies between predetermination and free will.
That is great. That is great.
Faith.
Faith.
Faith. Faith lies between
F-A-T.
F-A-I-T. ITA, lies between predetermination and free will.
It sort of continues yesterday when you asked about faith. Faith.
Yeah.
You have to that degree that you can. Well, he has asked you to lift the right, stand on one leg. You lifted your leg and stood.
You have it from me now.
You have not the right to stand, lift the other leg also. Why? Because you have already exercised that. It is your past action that limits you.
I'm trying to figure out how not to lift the one leg.
Okay, this is from Ram Krishna, and he's speaking about free will in this. It is God alone who has planted in man's mind what the Englishman calls free will. People who have not realized God would become engaged in more and more sinful actions if God had not made the sinner feel that he alone was responsible for his sin. Those who have
read that he, meaning the men.
Yeah.
Read that line.
It is God alone who has planted in man's mind what the Englishman calls free will. People who have not realized God would become more and more engaged in sinful actions if God...
In sinful actions.
If God had not made the sinner feel that he alone was responsible for his sin.
Because it's self-will, you know, you follow.
That's great. God,
what a little trick you play on us.
That's great, okay.
Those who have realized God are aware that free will is merely an appearance. In reality, man is the machine and God is the operator. Man is the carriage and God is its driver.
It just gives us free will to keep us from sinning so much. What free will really is guilt.
Now that we know this,